Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Some are calling it Islamophobia. Others a prudent move to curb the spread of radical Islam. Well, whatever the case, Kenyans will be going to the polls August 4th for a constitutional referendum that could end civil Sharia or Islamic courts in Kenya. Todd Dundleton, a voice of the martyrs, says this Muslim-Christian division could cause difficulty with outreach. He says there are clear lines of demarcation being drawn between Muslims and Christians that could have a tendency to make Muslims stronger in their position, maybe a little harder to reach. And World Hope International celebrating a milestone. They just drilled their 500th well. The well was installed in the tiny village of Fuka, Malawi, and will provide life-giving water to around 1,000 people in and near the village. So far, more than 350,000 people have benefited from World Hope's wells, as well as the gospels that's shared at each project. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. The 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guides are here. Get yours while you can at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.